Hello, everyone. Welcome to 5 Minute Gabs. I'm Tom Lacey, your host, 5 Minute Gabs podcast. It's one topic, one opinion, 5 minutes. Consider it your bite-sized podcast. Some topics will be serious and some are silly. This topic for this podcast I want to talk about is the view of the church from those inside church and those outside church. Again, I'm a Christian, fundamentalist, independent, born again. And I know that probably already throws a lot of labels and either positive or negative, maybe in your mind. But the thought is, and it makes me sad, those who are outside and don't go to church and how they view church when it doesn't have to be that way. Those who view they don't go to church, well, if I step in there, I'm going to burst in the flames, you know, tongue in cheek. All they want is money. They're hypocrites. All they care about is looking good and who can be the best dressed and judging. I just want to be accepted. Well, a couple things. You're not going to burst in the flames. The truth, if you go to a church that believes that the Bible, and again, if you go to a church that kind of is like, believes that the Bible is kind of true and it could be interpreted in different ways, then why go to church? I mean, I think of better ways of going, spending a Sunday morning. If you're believing that the Bible is nothing but the ultimate truth of God, if you don't believe that, then I don't know why you would go to church. But you're not going to burst into flames. Again, the truth in the Bible is that God loves you and chose you. And Jesus died on the cross for the sins of everyone, including you. You're not going to burst into flames going into a church. Well, I'm such a horrible person. Okay, we're all horrible people. God already knows that. But will you believe and accept the gift and the gospel? But you're still not going to burst in the flames. People are judgmental at church. People are judgmental everywhere. Well, they shouldn't be at church. Well, think of it like this. And again, you probably have heard this cliche, but sometimes cliches are true. Would you complain about, I'm so tired at a hospital, there's always sick people. Look, there are hypocrites at church. Well, then hypocrites, they're the ones that belong in church. They need church. That's where they need to go. So they're at church. And for those who, they just care about what they look like and trying to be fancy. Well, one, if that really is an attitude at church, don't go to that one. But again, is that really it's an outward appearance. It's an insecurity you have. Look, church is about a relationship with God, to get to know God and to be around others who are messed up and forgiven sinners that are just trying to help each other, worship God together, learn about God, and get through this life knowing that a relationship with Jesus is the best way to find peace. It is. You don't have to be perfect in order to know God. In fact, it takes that edge off. You don't have to strive for perfectionism. You don't have to go, why am I here? Why am I not here? Why are you here? God created us. Well, why is there suffering in the world? Because there's sin. See, the thing is, the Bible, if we actually learn about the Bible, tells you the truth. It doesn't hold things back. Sometimes when people are selling you stuff, they'll leave out the bad stuff and just leave and just tell you the good stuff. The Bible says in many places people are messed up, but God is not. He is true. What he says is true. Oh, there's contradictions. There's not. If you read it, if you learn about it. And again, it saddens me that all they want is money. Well, you don't have to give, but that is a way of showing. But there, if you know about a church that makes you give, then you walk out of that church. I think the saddest part is there are times when there are churches who may or not act a certain way. And again, here's another thing. if everything is accepted and you're not totally relying on the truth of the Bible, why go to a church? What is the point of going to church if you're not actually, you know, listening to what the Bible says? Yes, there are do's and don'ts, but that's not do's and don'ts to determine your worth. It's not do's and don'ts that determine whether or not you go to heaven. It's good news. You can't earn your way to heaven, and that's a good news. That's a good thing. It's not dependent on you. In life, so many things are dependent on us. You got to earn it. You got to work for it. Oh, you got to get back up. But you don't have to. You can let that burden go. I probably stunk at explaining this. Maybe I'll do another podcast that'll explain it better. But find a Bible-believing church. Give it a try. Tom Lacey, I hope I didn't screw that up. Thanks for listening to 5 Minute Gabs. If you have any comments or questions, please, please message me 5 Minute Gabs and leave a comment. You can listen through Anchor on 5 Minute Gabs and Spotify and where you hear your local podcasts. Thank you for listening. God bless. Till we talk again.